Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
On a black screen, wisps of gold stardust swirl around as the credits appear in gold-tinged letters. Netflix presents a 1492 Pictures Wonder Worldwide production. Kurt Russell. The Christmas Chronicles. Now, shaky home video of a family on Christmas morning, time-stamped 2006.
Okay, there we go. I think it's all set. Yes!
Okay. Get it?
Here.
You like it?
I love it so much.
Do it.
Here, take this.
Teddy, you like your new fire truck?
A small boy.
Just like Daddy's.
Teddy! Look at the camera. Look at it. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, Mommy.
Well, look at her and say it.
Hi, Mommy.
Good job.
They hold a baby now.
Merry Christmas, 2007.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, be careful, honey.
The dad waves his boy over.
Dad, come here. Look at this. Oh, it's your sister.
Katie Cat.
Katie Cat. That's good, dude. Give me some.
High five.
Merry Christmas, 2008. Santa got Teddy a bike.
Santa got Teddy a bike.
Hey.
All right, wave to Mom. Say hi,
hi Mom.
Say thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
It's Christmas 2011. Woo, what'd we get? Guys.
Hey, what are you doing, you guys? Come on.
Breaking them up.
All right, what do we do? We
hug it out.
Hey, guys.
Christmas farm.
Okay, so most people don't know this, but reindeer love candy canes. Watch.
Oh. Is this true, honey?
I want a reindeer.
You want a reindeer?
Oh, really? Where are we gonna keep this reindeer?
How about a fish?
Let's go with the reindeer.
Have two fish? No. Look, she's eating it.
So cool.
Look at that.
Yay.
Merry Christmas from the Paris family.
Woo, Merry Christmas.
Teddy's about to open his present for Daddy. Mommy doesn't really approve. Okay.
This is a big one.
He unwraps an engraved pocket knife.
So cool! A knife!
What's it say?
A Pierce always sees it through.
That's right. God.
Another year.
Together. Picture. No. All right, guys.
Wow. Yeah.
Christmas sweaters.
We say thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
They look great.
Now, making a snowman.
Christmas 2017. Yay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The video now plays on a video camera viewer.
I miss you, Daddy.
The girl smiles as she watches.
Happy snowman! Okay, bye.
She closes the viewing screen, staring off thoughtfully, then quickly ejects the tape, places it back into the storage bin with the other Christmas tapes, and digs out a blank tape, hurrying upstairs. Later, she records herself in her bedroom, the timestamp showing December 24th, 2018, 3:27 p.m.
Dear Santa, this is Kate Pierce, 18 Bridgeton Road, Lowell, Massachusetts. Just wanted to say that I've been really good this year. I know I haven't been doing too well in school, especially since I got a D- in Spanish. I have a really hard time with languages, but I promise to get my grades up in the new year. I help out Mom a lot. She has to work at the hospital most nights, so I start dinner 3-4 times a week, do the dishes, and take out the trash. And I try not to get into too much trouble. I do say bad words every now and then, but that's only when my brother Teddy makes fun of me and I lose my temper. Anyway, Santa, I'm not asking for much this Christmas. Just a Bones Brigade skateboard. You know, the red one with skeleton on it? My brother Teddy won't even let me touch his. Says skateboards aren't for girls.
Teddy peers in.
I wouldn't waste my time getting him any presents.
He grabs a shoe.
He doesn't deserve anything. He's turning into a real loser. Ow! Teddy, what the hell? Oh, sorry, I meant heck.
Were you just talking smack about me?
Echo, you're gonna break it.
Who cares? This camera's like 20 years old.
So it's good enough for Dad, it's good enough for me, now give it back!
I can't believe you're still making video letters to Santa.
Why?
You're 10 years old, almost 11.
So?
Oh, you really have no clue, do you?
What are you talking about?
Kate.
He looks straight into her eyes.
There is no...
No what?
He swallows as she stares back at him innocently.
No chance that he's gonna watch a video. He only reads handwritten letters sent in the mail.
Where are you going?
I gotta meet my friends.
Then I'm coming with.
What?
You can't leave me alone in the house. I'm coming with you.
He looks around the room, suddenly dumping all her fish food into the tank.
No, you're not.
My fish!
Hope they're hungry.
Don't worry, guys. Everything's gonna be okay.
As Teddy struts out, Kate quickly grabs the net to save her fish. Later, Teddy saunters out the front door with his skateboard, now wearing a ski hat and coat. Moments later, Kate sneaks out after him in her winter clothes, with the camera strapped over her shoulder. Now in the city, Kate hides behind a parked car, secretly filming across the street, as Teddy and his two friends now step out from a corner store. They each carry their skateboard and tall drink can, sneaking off down an adjacent alley. Kate waits a moment, then crosses the street after them. Now in the alley, Kate peers out from a fenced back lot, still filming them as they toss their empty cans. One of them pulls out a Slim Jim, breaking into a car as Teddy and the other boys provide lookout.
Dude, hurry up. Teddy, do your thing.
They all get in as Teddy jumps into the driver's seat.
Let's go, let's go.
Kate keeps filming, watching wide-eyed as Teddy hotwires the car.
Let's get out of here.
They drive off.
No freaking way.
At night, Teddy returns home, quickly hanging up his coat and hat at the door, then hurries up to his room with his skateboard, finding Kate waiting for him.
You have a good time with your friends?
Get out of my room. You know you're not allowed in here.
And you're not allowed to steal cars from the deli parking lot.
What? I didn't steal a car.
I saw the whole thing.
He shrugs and smirks.
Can't prove it.
Wanna bet?
She holds up the videotape.
Give me that.
When Mom sees this, she's gonna freak out. She's so sick of your crap, I bet she turned you into the cops herself.
Give me that tape, you little creep. Oh, you're so dead.
And you're so busted.
Give me that right now. Come on.
He chases her back downstairs.
You're such a jerk.
Come on.
She pushes him into the Christmas tree, wrestling the tape from him.
It's mine. Back. Back here. Mine.
Their mom enters.
Stop. What the hell is going on? Is this what happens when I leave?
She started it.
Did not. He did something really horrible, and I have proof.
Oh, jeez. What do you do now?
Teddy glances at Kate pleadingly.
Come on, Kate, I'm waiting. What did Teddy do?
She hides the tape behind her back.
He shoved me against the wall into this picture.
Their mom picks up a fallen picture frame, staring sadly beyond the shattered glass at an old family photo of them with their dad.
You know what I want for Christmas? I want for the two of you to get along. You're her older brother. I expect more from you. Teddy, please put the tree back up. And put the lights on while you're at it. I've only been asking you all week. Come on, you guys. Dad would have had this place looking...
He angrily stands the tree back up as his mom sighs.
Kate, help me unload the groceries.
As Kate follows her out, Teddy digs some tangled Christmas lights out from a storage box, just staring at them in his hand. Then tosses them back into the box and marches out.
Bells will be ringing.
Outside on the street, every house is decorated with lights, except theirs. Back inside, Kate and her mom now decorate Christmas cookies in the kitchen.
This does not look like a Christmas tree. It looks great.
Whoa, you want some cookie with those sprinkles? Golly.
Dad likes sprinkles.
They suddenly stare at each other with sad smiles.
Sorry. Sometimes I forget. I don't mean to.
It's okay, honey.
They look at the cookie again.
I like it.
Thanks.
I think they should all be like that.
She answers her phone.
Hey, Angela. Seriously? Isn't there someone else that can... Oh, no, that's terrible. Yeah, no, of course, I'll be right there. Okay, bye.
You gotta work tonight?
I don't want to.
But it's Christmas Eve.
Even more reason for me to be at the hospital, honey. Some of these people have no one else to take care of them.
But there's still so much to do. We have to hang the stockings and make the eggnog. It just won't be Christmas without it.
Oh, honey, there is more to Christmas than all that stuff.
I'm gonna pretend like I didn't hear that, Mom.
She spots Teddy leaving.
Hey, where are you going?
Just out.
Where?
Me and my friends are going caroling.
She and Kate share skeptical glances.
You haven't been caroling since you were in kindergarten, and you hated it.
Just want to spread a little Christmas cheer.
More like Christmas beer.
They snarl.
Okay, well, you can't go because I need to work.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's Christmas Eve.
Which is why you're going to stay home with your sister.
Come on, Mom.
No, you are not to leave this house, young man. You leave her alone again and you are grounded until February. You want to spread some cheer? Decorate the tree.
Whatever.
He slumps on the couch.
Okay.
She puts on her coat and scarf.
Take the cookies out in 20 minutes, all right? And don't stay up too late. And no soda. Mwah. And listen, absolutely no junk food, okay? You hear me?
Mwah.
Gotcha.
He ducks her kiss.
Okay. See you guys tomorrow bright and early. I love you.
I love you too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She smiles at them, then retrieves her keys and purse, glancing back at them as she heads out the door.
Want to watch a movie? Mom's gone, so it can be PG-13 or maybe even R.
I'm gonna go to my room.
But it's Christmas Eve. Let's do something together. Come on, teddy bear.
I told you to stop calling me that.
You used to laugh when I called you teddy bear, and I was your kitty cat. But ever since Dad died, I mean, all you want to do is hang out with your wannabe gangster friends.
He shakes his head, stooping to her level.
You know, at least they're fun. They're not boring slugs like you.
Kate sadly watches as Teddy heads back upstairs, then retreats to the kitchen, later watching another Christmas video on the video camera viewer.
Cookies. No, oh. You've had enough, mister.
Is there any chance I can open up a Christmas present?
No, we have way too much to do. And
what is this?
What are you doing?
What is this? This looks like this.
Kate smiles as she watches.
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh. What do you want?
Wait, what?
Oh, honey. Christmas tree. Oh, honey. Christmas tree.
You're gonna wake up.
I do not care if the kids wake up.
Oh. Kate grabs a cookie and takes a bite, watching as her parents dance out of frame. She freezes, seeing something in the video, then quickly rewinds and watches again. She spots the same red blur at the bottom of the frame, rewinding again, then pauses and zooms in, staring in awe at a red-coated arm reaching out to deliver a gift. She hurries back to the stairs.
Teddy, get down here! You've got to see this! You're not going to believe it!
They now stare at the paused image together.
You know who that looks like.
Aunt Peggy.
No way. That person isn't wearing an ugly Christmas sweater. And besides, Aunt Peggy's never here on Christmas Eve. And if she was, why would Mom and Dad leave her alone in the living room in the dark?
Maybe it was a burglar.
Burglars take things. Whoever it was would have had to have been standing flat up against the wall like this next to the... Oh my gosh, the fireplace! I just got goosebumps!
Chill out. Just let me think.
Come on, Teddy. You know it's him.
Kate.
Hey, we should make a video.
A video?
Yeah. Tonight, maybe we could get a shot of the whole Santa Claus and not just his hand.
You don't think anyone's ever thought of that before? Catching Santa in the act?
He heads back to his room as Kate cuts him off at the stairs.
Yeah, but have you ever heard of anyone actually pulling it off? No, they probably don't think it's possible. But it is. This is proof. A video showing exactly how he does it. It's gonna get like a gazillion hits.
No way.
Please, Mom always says we should be helping each other out.
Yeah, I don't think this is what she had in mind.
Look, I'll give you back the tape of you in the car.
He stops halfway up the stairs, slowly turning around.
Okay. Deal. And you can never say anything to Mom about it.
Kate turns to a plaque on the wall of her dad in his fire captain uniform, placing her hand on it.
I swear.
The two of them now rig up the house like spies. Teddy removes a door handle, providing a clear view of the living room from the understairs closet, while Kate blindfolds the elf on the shelf. Later, she unspools some fishing line, coiling it around the fireplace tool stand and coffee table to create a tripwire alarm that connects to a jingle bell toy in their closet hideout. Later, she sprinkles baby powder onto the fireplace hearth as Teddy returns with pillows and sleeping bags.
What are you doing?
I saw it on Ghost Adventures.
He rolls his eyes.
Lamest Christmas ever.
Back in the closet, Teddy now positions the camera on a tripod, shooting directly through the open door handle. Meanwhile, Kate lays out cookies and milk in the living room, looking around with a satisfied smile. Later, she waits in her sleeping bag in the closet as Teddy joins her, carrying armfuls of snacks.
Hey, your mom said no junk food.
Well, we gotta stay up somehow. Plus, sometimes you gotta break the rules for the greater good.
She shuts the door and pushes record.
Can't even remember the last time we did anything together, Teddy. Just the two of us, pulling an all-nighter.
How awesome is this?
She eats ice cream straight from the carton.
Whatever.
He smiles, eating from his own carton.
So good. So good.
Slow down, dude.
As they sit back and snack in the tiny closet, the camera screen silently records the dark living room. Later, they lay fast asleep on their pillows, crashed out on the floor and surrounded by the empty ice cream cartons, junk food wrappers, and spilled popcorn. Up above, the camera continues to record beside the Jingle Bell alarm, which suddenly jerks and shakes from its tripwire connection. Kate slowly stirs from her sleep, then suddenly springs to her knees, seeing the shaking bells as she peers into the camera. She quickly zooms in on the living room floor, following some baby powder footprints over to a pair of black-booted legs, which now walk back towards the fireplace. She kicks her brother.
Teddy! Teddy!
What?
He's here.
Who?
Santa! He's gone!
You're kidding, right?
Their eyes dart towards the ceiling.
What the...
He's on the roof! Let's go!
She pops the camera off its tripod, still recording as Teddy stumbles after her.
He's at the back of the house!
Get your coat!
They hurry out the front door.
Be careful!
The view switches, showing their shaky video footage.
I don't see him!
Whoa! Give me the camera!
What?
A red blur flashes over the rooftops.
Did you see that? It's Santa Claus!
Come on! We'll get a better view from the alley!
Wait up!
Hurry!
Slow down! Wait for me!
He chases after her down the side of the house to the alley, following her gaze as they both stare up in awe. Directly above their heads, a sleek golden sleigh hovers weightlessly among the streetlights and telephone wires, tied to a team of floating reindeer.
Tell me you're getting this.
Oh, yeah, right.
He quickly holds up the camera to record again, their eyes still fixed on the sleigh and reindeer hovering above.
More beautiful than I ever imagined.
She glances over at a pickup truck parked beside a small garage and smiles, hurrying over to it. Then climbs into the cargo bed and up onto the garage roof.
Kate, wait!
Teddy quickly climbs up after her as she reaches for the telephone pole.
Come back!
He holds her back.
What are you doing?
Do you realize how big of a deal this is? I need to get a closer look.
Get down.
No way. Hand me the camera.
Fine.
She hangs it over her shoulder, climbing up the rungs.
Be careful! You break your neck and Mom will kill me!
As Teddy watches nervously from below, Kate climbs to the top and stares down into the sleigh, then scales around to the other side so that now her back faces the sleigh with nothing between her and it.
Kate, where are you? No, stop!
She leaps from the pole, landing in the back of the sleigh. Teddy now backs up on the roof and takes a running leap, grabbing onto the sleigh's ski as he hangs from it.
Teddy!
Are you crazy?
She reaches down, helping him up into the sleigh with her.
Why'd you do that?
I wanted to get a closer look at the sleigh.
Hearing the noise, they quickly peer out as Santa looks over from a rooftop.
Duck!
He pauses a moment, then hops to the next rooftop in a red flash.
Can he see us?
I don't think so. But we got enough footage, okay? Let's just get out of here.
Why don't we just stay here?
Stay here in the sleigh?
Yeah. How many kids get to ride with Santa in a sleigh on Christmas Eve?
They duck down as Santa returns to the cockpit. He tosses his red sack into the back on top of them, grabbing the reins. As they push the sack away to see out again, the reindeers lift them into the sky, soaring high above the clouds and the city lights far below.
Camping! I'm coming!
As Santa tugs on the reins, the reindeer and sleigh slip and zip through the pillowy clouds, booming silhouettes against the glowing moon. In the back of the sleigh, Kate and Teddy now pop their heads up, peering out in joyful awe. Teddy now films again, aiming over Santa's shoulder as he turns a giant globe-shaped control knob with his gloved hand, changing the compass coordinates from Lowell, Massachusetts to Concord. Teddy pans over, now filming Kate beside him.
It's freezing.
Hang in there. He's gonna go back down again soon.
Maybe Santa has a blanket?
I'll look.
As Teddy searches around in the back, Kate slowly pulls herself up, her hair blowing in the wind as she reaches up and taps Santa on the shoulder from behind.
Santa?
Startled, Santa yanks on the reins, causing the reindeer to rocket upwards as Kate tumbles, hanging off the back.
Help me, Teddy!
As he reaches for her, she loses her grip. Santa glances back as Kate plummets through the clouds.
Reason cannon!
He steers the reindeer into a nosedive, going after her.
Kate!
Help me!
Grab my hand! Reason!
Trying!
Get
him!
You got this, Kate!
Teddy desperately reaches out for Kate's hand, then pulls her back into the sleigh as Santa yanks on the reins again to level out, heading straight towards an oncoming airplane. He yanks on the reins again, slipping just beneath the airplane and into its jet stream. As the reindeer jostle through the turbulence, their harnesses buckle, weakening the connection to the sleigh. On the control panel, the knobs and gauges flash and spin out of control as a burst of light appears up ahead, launching them into a warp-speed tunnel as Kate and Teddy peer out again.
Whoa.
As the Eiffel Tower, London Bridge, and other landmarks zip by, Santa struggles to steer the out-of-control reindeer, his hat flying off as they re-emerge from the time warp tunnel. They now dive towards the city lights below, weaving wildly back and forth as the red sack flies out from the sleigh and the harnesses break free. Santa releases the reins, bracing himself as the reindeer fly off.
Hold on to your sister!
As they nosedive in the free-falling sleigh, Teddy wraps his arm around Kate while Santa lifts a pair of throttles in his seat, activating a set of wings as they fly wildly towards an approaching water tower. They clip the tower, sending them barreling towards a factory.
Brace yourselves!
They bounce off the catwalk and crash into the snowy lot, pieces of the sleigh flying everywhere as the screen suddenly goes black. Back outside the factory, Kate now lies face down in the snow near the overturned sleigh, slowly crawling to her knees as she spots Teddy flat on his back.
Teddy? Teddy? Teddy!
He suddenly sits up.
Are you okay?
He nods in shock.
Where's the camera?
He points to it as Kate digs it out of the snow. Meanwhile, Santa emerges from his sleigh.
Oh, still works.
Where are we?
Santa now strolls up behind Teddy.
Teddy?
I could have swore I saw Paris.
Teddy?
The plane almost killed us.
Teddy?
I was in the sky.
Teddy!
What?
Teddy turns to look. They both stare at him.
Santa Claus?
Live and in person. One night only. You two okay?
Yeah. You look so different.
Why? Because I'm not a big fat slob?
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, that's okay, Kate. Guess it's understandable. I mean, who can eat millions of cookies in one night and not get fat, right? Well, I can.
Can you go ho-ho-ho?
I don't go ho-ho-ho. That's a myth. Fake news.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
He inspects his sleigh.
You two have really messed things up. You were supposed to be asleep.
It was all her idea.
Hey!
It was.
Wait a minute. What did you do with my sack of presents?
It flew off the sleigh.
Oh, not good. Not good at all.
He checks the compass coordinates on the control knob as the lights fizzle out, then looks up at the night sky, measuring with his fingers.
First star is there. Second star is there. Came back over Moscow and over Paris, New York, Boston, Oh. Reindeer must have broken off somewhere over Lakeshore Drive.
Lakeshore Drive?
We're in Chicago, young lady.
Chicago? That means we traveled thousands of miles in like 30 seconds.
Epic!
You mean epic disaster.
He looks at his compass watch.
If I'm not up and running in the next couple of hours, half the continent's not gonna get presents, and that, well, that can never happen.
And so if you brats don't get presents, it's not the end of the world.
Santa turns back around, staring at Teddy.
That's just the kind of lame garbage I'd expect from a lost believer. You listen to me, Teddy Pierce. Tonight, young boys and girls all over the globe are waiting, hoping, expecting Santa Claus to arrive. If I don't, well, you don't want to know what happened the last time I couldn't make my rounds.
Yes, we do. Tell us.
She turns on the camera, recording him.
You've heard of the Dark Ages. Read about all those wars in school?
Yeah, sure, but... Wait, those happened because you missed Christmas?
Christmas spirit is more powerful than you could ever imagine. People need Christmas to remind themselves of how good they can be. Without it, well, Christmas simply must endure. All right, I need to round up the reindeer, find my sack of presents, call the elves, and maybe, just maybe, I can still save Christmas.
He reaches back into the sleigh and opens a glove box, taking out a shiny Christmas ornament.
What is that?
It now flashes in his hand.
Tracking device for the sack. Closer you get, faster it chimes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Ah, that's good. At least it's not that far away.
He tucks it into his pocket. He gestures for them to part, nodding as they clear a path for him.
Well, bye.
He leaps to fly off, face planting in the snow.
Ow. Santa, are you okay?
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. My hat. My hat's gone.
Do you want mine?
That won't help. Your hat's not magic.
Magic?
How do you think I can turn into coal dust and leap from rooftop to rooftop?
Pilates?
My hat. I can't believe this. She told me. Should always bring a spare, Nick. Well, I guess I'm gonna have to do this the old-fashioned way. On foot.
Santa, just let us help you.
Oh, no, no, no. I think you've done quite enough damage already, don't you? No, you just go on back to your house and get some sleep. No need to wake up early. There won't be any presents.
He shakes his head at them.
You two are on the naughty list for life.
He throws up his hands, marching off as Kate glances desperately at Teddy.
Can't just stay here. Santa needs us.
I don't know. He seems pretty mad. We should just head home.
Home? We're like 1,000 miles away. Teddy, you heard him. We're on the naughty list for life. We ruined Christmas. I mean, that's like the worst possible thing a kid could ever do. Do you really want to tell your kids that you were that guy? The person responsible for the Great Christmas Meltdown of 2018?
Okay, fine.
They run after him.
Wait, Santa! We just want to help!
Well, I can't do anything to stop you. Better watch out. Better not pout. Better not cry. I don't have time for any more of your shenanigans.
They stroll off from the factory, later emerging from the woods into the city.
Perfect.
Kate and Teddy follow Santa across the street to a bar with a neon sign that reads, Nick's Place, Irish Pub. They enter and look around.
I don't think I'm supposed to be in here.
Just stay next to me, but I'll do the talking.
The hostess looks up from her stand.
Can I help you?
Wendy.
How do you know my name?
Oh, you got so big.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Grown up big. Now, do you remember that letter you sent me about dreaming of being a fashion designer? She used to always ask for sewing kits, little toy sewing machines. I think it was 2009 when you made all the stockings by yourself.
I think so.
I'm sorry that the fashion designer thing didn't quite pan out.
Kate records.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Parsons and live in New York, but I couldn't afford the tuition. Wait, what? What is this? Is this some kind of reality show? How do you know
Kate,
all that stuff?
Kate.
She stops.
Did you talk to my mom?
Oh, no. I certainly wouldn't ruin the surprise of that beautiful scarf you made for your mom.
She frowns speechlessly.
Now, Wendy, We've got a big problem. We need to ride into the city.
Oh, I don't have a car. Can you call an Uber?
Don't have an account.
A taxi?
Ooh, you guys got any cash?
No.
He digs into his coat pocket.
You think I can pay the driver with these?
Candy canes.
Santa! Sorry.
You know what? Here, take my tips. Although I don't think it's enough to cover a cab ride.
Oh, Wendy, that's very kind of you, but I'm sure somebody in here will help us out.
The kids follow as he strolls into the middle of the restaurant.
Sorry for the intrusion, folks.
Santa Claus. The real Santa Claus.
Yeah, okay,
not just one of those phony mall ones.
I've got this.
You don't look like Santa Claus.
The man points to a cola ad outside, which features a classic Santa with a big belly and whiter beard.
Well, billboards add 80 pounds, Freddy. As I was saying...
The man frowns.
We've got ourselves an emergency situation here. Christmas is in trouble. And if you all want presents under the tree and in your stockings in the morning, then I need your help. So, who here can give us a ride into the city so I can find my reindeer?
The diners ignore him, returning to their meals.
Minju.
He approaches a woman, eating with her family. Subtitle Santa. Can you help? Woman. I'm sorry, we can't help. He tries another table. Santa. You guys have a car you can lend me? Man, please leave us alone.
Can I speak English, you moron?
Hope you like coal. Larry and Sheila Bumberton.
He shrugs.
Well,
another table.
Hey, Larry. Sheila. Larry, you drove your Porsche here tonight, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, how would you like to trade that Porsche for a mint condition 1952 Mickey Mantle rookie card? I know you've always wanted one.
Is this thing real?
Oh, yes.
It's a deal.
I thought so.
Check the valet.
No, it's not. You're not trading our Porsche for a baseball card, Larry.
You know what that thing is
you
worth?
You know what it's worth? Nothing.
She rips it.
That's what it's worth. Get out of here, you bum.
Merry Christmas.
On her phone.
There is a maniac dressed in a weird Santa costume harassing the customers. He's got two kids with him. It could be an Amber Alert situation.
Oh, we gotta get out of here.
Jeff, I know you've always had a hard time.
Okay, sorry, folks. I'm Grandpa Little. You know how it is.
Gotten into
okay,
you.
Santa, let's go.
Hey!
Bartender.
You three, out! Well, well, well. If it isn't Charlie Plummer. Now, old Charlie here is in the Naughty List Hall of Fame. You just got out of the joint again. What, about a month ago, Charlie?
He looks around guiltily.
Armed robbery. Money laundering. Grand theft auto. You know, Charlie, I don't think your parole officer would be too happy if he knew you'd stolen that red Dodge Challenger a couple of days ago, do you?
Yeah, well, what my parole officer doesn't know won't hurt him.
A bat.
You, on the other hand, might not be so lucky.
No judgments. And after all, my friend Teddy here is headed down the same path. I mean, still a little young, but you keep going. A couple of years, this could be you. Prison tattoos and slinging tequila shots.
Okay, that's it.
Out. Bye, Wendy.
He blows her a kiss.
Let's go! Okay, hold the doors!
As the bartender chases after them with his bat, the hostess dumps a jug of ice in his path, causing him to slip and fall hard.
Be careful.
He passes out.
Sweet dreams, Charlie.
As they stroll off, Santa checks his watch.
Oh, no. Christmas spirit's already down 35%. We need to get things back on track.
Hold on.
What?
Teddy slowly sneaks up behind the distracted valet who waits at his stand, watching a show on his laptop with his headphones on. As Kate and Santa look on, Teddy carefully scans the keychains on the hook stand, smiling as he grabs one of them.
Teddy, I don't think this is such a good idea.
Neither do I.
Oh, come on. Do you want to save Christmas or not?
Well, not by stealing a car. It kind of undermines the whole naughty or nice concept, don't you think?
Don't you break into like a billion homes every year? I mean, technically that's illegal too.
Fair point.
And plus, it's not just any car. It's this car.
A red sports car.
Oh.
I mean, we're not even breaking the law because, you know, the car's already stolen. And when we're finished, we'll just...
turn it into the police.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, now slow down. Just be cool. Walk. Regular. Hey, slow down.
Stop.
Slow down. You're not even old enough to drive!
The bartender now stumbles out.
Hey! I've no time to argue. Look! That's my car!
No, it's not! You stole it!
Get in, get in!
They screech away as he charges at them.
Stop! Stop! That's my car!
As they speed off down the street, the bartender watches, soon joined by the valet.
Hey, don't worry, Charlie. I just reported it stolen.
You did what?
He scowls, cocking the bat in his hands. Now inside the car, Santa rummages through a bag at his feet, sniffing a Chinese takeout box as he tosses it.
How we doing?
No one's following us, so you can slow down, Teddy.
Oh, come on. I'm not even going that fast.
He now fashions some kind of antenna from the various junk.
All right, now we're getting somewhere.
Santa, you know that stuff's junk, right?
Yeah, well, kitty cat, one man's junk is Santa's treasure. Teddy, I'm gonna need your knife.
Teddy digs out his pocket knife as he drives, handing it to Santa, who reads the engraving. A Pierce always sees it through. He now removes the stereo faceplate, using the knife to attach his makeshift antenna to the back.
Santa, that's not how you work the radio.
He replaces the faceplate and turns it on.
Have a domestic.
Cool.
How did you just...
I am the greatest toy maker on Earth.
Grand Theft Auto, a 2014 Red Dodge Challenger, license plate 6, Bravo, Lima 724, stolen by two kids and an extremely large man.
The guy goes to the gym every day, stays away from sugar and carbs. What difference does it make? Oh,
attention, all units. We have multiple sightings of what appear to be reindeer running down Michigan Avenue.
Guess what we're looking for.
A joke. I have a team of reindeer headed southbound on Michigan Avenue toward Water Tower.
They're not that far away. That way, go!
The car can't fly, Santa.
Right, habit. Okay, left on State, right on Erie, left on Michigan.
How do you know so much about Chicago?
I know every street in the world, kid. Teddy, you think maybe we could pick it up a little bit?
Teddy smiles.
Put your seatbelt on.
Santa smiles back, eagerly buckling himself in.
State Street, go!
Teddy cranks on the steering wheel, turning sharply through the busy intersection as they head down another road.
Good move, Teddy.
They bump fists, speeding off down the city street as Santa peers up at the tall buildings to search the night sky. He now rolls down his window and unbuckles his belt again.
All right. Slow down, Teddy. See if we can find my reindeer.
He opens the sunroof and pulls himself up, sitting on the roof as he calls out to the skyscrapers above.
Donner! Comet! Whitson!
Kate films from the back seat.
Dasher!
You guys! There they are!
Where?
We're back down that tree! Turn around, Teddy! Turn around!
They drive down another street as Santa rides atop the car, looking around.
Stop the car!
He slides down the windshield, running after them.
Prancer! Dancer! Get back here! Comet! Cupid! Donner!
Did I say Dasher? I always forget Vixen.
Vixen!
Guys! Guys!
A police car.
All right, Kate. Come on.
Yeah.
You go after the reindeer. Teddy and I are gonna buy you some time.
What? No, we can't just leave my sister all alone out here.
Teddy, I can handle it.
But I
she
think...
She said she can handle it, Teddy.
He leans down, looking into Kate's eyes.
I've always believed in you, Kate.
I've always believed in you.
He smiles and winks.
Unlike some people.
She looks at Teddy.
Guys, we better move.
The police car now approaches.
You can do this. Go get him.
She nods and runs off as Santa follows Teddy, hustling back to the car.
All right, all right. Hey, 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 I'm driving. Dude! Out!
Teddy runs around to the other side.
Get out of the vehicle, please.
Come on. Come on, quick! Here we go.
He reverses, almost hitting the cops.
Hey!
Out of the car, man!
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
Still in reverse.
Oh, it's an automatic!
I'm a little rusty, relax!
It's not that complicated!
He shifts into drive, screeching off as the cops get back into their car. As the police now give chase, they fishtail around a corner, speeding off down another street.
All right! I mean, I'm used to something with a little more pop under the hood, but... Man, this baby really handles.
I mean, can't you just like wave your hand and Jedi mind trick the cops?
I'm Santa Claus, Teddy, not Yoda.
He cranks the wheel, fishtailing around another corner as they race through the city. Elsewhere, Kate now wanders down a quiet sidewalk, still filming.
Reindeer! Comet! Blitzen!
She turns to see the car zip by.
Where are you?
She stops to listen, then scampers to the end of the street, coming face to face with the startled reindeer.
Shh, it's okay, it's okay.
She slowly approaches.
I won't hurt you. I'm with Santa. You can trust me.
She stops as they retreat, offering them the candy canes in her pocket.
Here.
They jump away fearfully.
It's just a candy cane. Don't you want some?
She slowly approaches again as the reindeer settle.
It's okay. I'm one of the good guys.
She offers the candy cane again as the reindeer tentatively takes a bite. Kate smiles, watching as it chews.
You can trust me.
She now calmly holds out her hand as the reindeer tips its head, letting her pet its nose.
It's okay. It's okay.
She steps closer, now petting its mane.
I'm Kate, and you're...
A nameplate.
Comet? Comet? The Comet? Wow, you're really famous where I come from. Santa's really worried about you. Is it okay if I take you to him? Okay.
It sinks down to let her climb onto its back, then stands back up as she holds onto its giant horns.
Whoa! Whoa!
They ride off as the other reindeer follow. Now, back to the car chase.
Trading in 8 reindeer for 400 horses!
He zigzags, fishtailing down the street as the police follow close behind.
We've been in enough crashes for one night, don't you think, Santa?
Hang on. I think I can lose them.
He hangs a sharp left, pressing Teddy's face against the passenger window, then makes another sharp right. As they fishtail and zigzag, they see the police car spin out behind them, celebrating as another car comes at them head on.
Hang on!
He veers, driving up a construction site trailer ramp. As they fly through the air in slow motion, they scream at each other in their seats, crashing through a snowbank. They skid to a stop.
Oh my God.
Teddy clutches his heart.
If you ever meet Mrs. Claus, maybe just skip this part.
He nods agreeably at Teddy, who just flops his head back as the police arrive. The cops point their guns as Santa waves peacefully, getting out with Teddy.
Get out the car!
You heard the man. Get out the car now!
Dave? Oh, Mikey. Look at the two of you all grown up. Now, they were always good kids. Well,
you were under arrest for driving a stolen vehicle.
Yeah, the car's stolen, but we didn't steal it. We were just borrowing it before bringing it back to the station.
That's the first time I heard that one. How about you, Dave?
Well, this job's always full of surprises,
Mikey.
I'm
not joking. We're gonna return the car good as new.
Oh, yeah? How you plan on doing that?
He adjusts his belt.
My crew of elves.
With his chest thrusted.
Elves? Right. They good with body work?
Oh, they're amazing, actually. They build thousands of cars every year.
Oh, yeah? They work in Detroit?
A little further north.
Oh, he's serious.
What was I thinking, Mr. You know what? We never got your name.
Come on, fellas. Really? Claus. Santa.
Right, right. Why don't you give us a big ho-ho-ho so we really know it's you?
I don't do ho-ho-ho.
All right, then. Santa Claus, tell us what you're doing out on Christmas Eve borrowing a car.
We're trying to save Christmas.
Oh, is Christmas in trouble?
Big trouble. Speaking of which, it would be great if the two of you could help me track down my reindeer.
No can do. Reindeer fall under animal control's jurisdiction.
Give him a call.
Okay, Santa Claus, that's enough fun for one night. Gotta take you down to the station. Let's go.
Wait! Look, it wasn't his fault. This was all me. I took the car.
What is your name, kid?
Teddy Pierce.
What's this man's relationship with you, Teddy?
Well, he's my,
Santa urges him on.
Well, he came down my chimney.
What?
I mean...
So he broke into your home?
No, he's Santa Claus. That's what he does. Look, guys, okay, I wouldn't have believed him either, but... I mean, I saw the sleigh, the reindeer.
Where do you live, son?
Lowell.
Massachusetts.
Whoa, let me get this straight. You broke into this boy's residence and took him 1,000 miles from his home?
Wait, this wasn't my idea. Look, Mikey, Officer Jameson.
Impressive, you can read a name tag.
Unfortunately
for you, saving Christmas just ain't in your cards tonight, man.
Well, it's gonna be tight, that's for sure.
Come on, let's go.
They pause.
What is that sound?
Sleigh bells.
Santa smiles at Dave.
Are you listening? To what?
He points as Kate rides up on the reindeer, stampeding towards them.
Help me, somebody! I'm falling! Comet, you can slow down! I'm new at this!
Cops gasp as Santa and Teddy smile.
You're going too fast!
All right, Kate, slow down. Slow down, Kate!
Whoa, 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 slow your roll. Get back here, Santa.
All right.
Stop.
Teddy,
help me.
Here, take this.
The tracking ornament.
Find my sack of toys. It'll lead you to the elves.
Go. Teddy bolts.
Hey, get back here! Mike, get the kid! We'll get this guy back to the car.
He grabs onto a reindeer.
Hey! I can't stay on the
house! He climbs onto its back.
Attaboy, Teddy!
Hey, get back here!
Find the elves! They'll know what to do!
Teddy!
He rides up beside Kate as she falls. He catches her and pulls her back up, riding side by side as a police car roadblock forms up ahead.
Uh-oh.
They need to get up.
Come on.
They need to fly.
He breaks free.
Attach Thomas Jingle Bell! What? Jingle Bell!
He's tackled.
What did he say?
All I heard was Jingle Bells!
Jingle Bells! Jingle Bells! Jingle Bells!
She reconnects Comet's Jingle Bell harness, causing the bells to light up as they get closer to the roadblock. Meanwhile, Santa watches from the ground as Dave handcuffs him.
Up!
Mikey still runs after the reindeer.
Stop!
Come on, Comet! Fly for me! You can do it! Fly, fly, fly!
As Santa happily watches from the ground, the reindeer slowly lift up, trampling over the police cars as they carry Kate and Teddy off into the night sky.
Guys, turn around! Guys, just turn around!
The other cops duck behind their cars, poking their heads back up.
What am I looking at?
They shrug, seeing only buildings.
Damn it!
As Mikey stomps the ground, Dave looks over with a frown, picking Santa back up.
Sorry you missed it, Dave.
Up in the sky, Kate and Teddy now fly above the brightly lit skyscrapers. They stare down over the city as the reindeer run through the air.
I can't believe it! We're flying!
I know!
Teddy looks at his reindeer's nameplate.
I'm on Donner! What about you?
Comet! How cool is this?
Teddy quickly digs the blinking tracker out of his coat pocket.
The bag of toys!
That means we're close!
Where do you think it is?
Must be around here somewhere!
They stare back down over the buildings, searching the streets and city lights far below.
Let's land. It'll be easier to find from the ground.
Okay.
The reindeer dive back down. Later, at a tree lot, Teddy hitches the reindeer to a Christmas display, then takes out the blinking tracker again as Kate offers them candy canes.
Take some. Go on.
Come on.
Hang tight and blend in.
Come on, let's go.
They hurry off, leaving the reindeer behind. Later, they run through a snowy churchyard as Teddy looks at the tracker again.
We're really close.
You think it's inside the church?
No. It's got to be around here somewhere.
They stop below the front steps, listening keenly as they stare up at the stained glass doors.
This was his favorite song.
He sang it every Christmas Eve.
You know, I haven't been to church since he...
I know. Me neither.
As Teddy's eyes well up, he steps aside, turning his back to Kate. Then he takes out his pocket knife. As he stares at the engraving, Kate slowly steps up from behind to console him.
What's wrong?
Nothing. God, would it kill you to leave him alone for 1 minute?
He jerks away, dropping the knife as it bounces down the stairs. Kate goes to retrieve it and brings it right back to him. He slowly takes it from her, then sits down on the church steps, staring at the knife in his hands again.
he would be so disappointed in me. I know Mom sure is.
That's because she knows deep down you're not such a total screw-up.
Thanks, you're making me feel great.
Sorry.
She sits beside him, resting the camera in her lap.
No, I deserve it. I know I've been an awful brother, it's just... I've been so mad at him. I mean, he spent years helping other people, but where is he now? When I need him. Why do you have to go into that stupid fire? He had a wife. And two kids, and he gave it all up. Just to save some random strangers. And now I'd give anything just to tell him.
Tell him what?
She looks over at Teddy, who stares off bitterly, a tear rolling down his cheek.
Teddy, you aren't such an awful brother. Dad wouldn't be disappointed in you. You know how I know?
How?
Because I see him all the time. In you.
He slowly looks over at her.
You're just saying that because you want to save Christmas.
True, but I also believe it.
She gets up.
You just gotta believe it, too.
He smiles at her through teary eyes.
Thanks, Kate.
Should we hug it out?
She opens her arms. He gets up, rubbing her head.
In your dreams.
Hearing the beeping, he takes the tracker out again as it blinks faster now.
Come on.
They hurry off. Now, in a police interrogation room, Officer Dave enters with a cola, taking a sip as he sits across from Santa. Then places the can on the table as Santa looks at the label, featuring the same classic Santa image.
Why must they keep drawing me like that? I mean, does my butt really look that big to you?
He slaps his backside.
Yeah. Now sit down or I'll cuff you to the desk.
He thrusts himself back into the chair, resting his gloved hands onto the table.
Listen, pal, you can lose the shtick. I've had a long day. So just tell me your name, and I don't want to hear Santa Claus.
And you won't. Officially, it's St. Nicholas. I prefer St. Nick. And I'm not officially an official saint. I mean, they haven't bestowed that title upon me officially, so I guess it's who you know.
Buddy, I'm about at the end of my rope here.
Me too.
Santa digs inside his coat and pulls out toy after toy from his inside pockets, handing them to Dave, who looks on wide-eyed as he takes them.
So what, did you rob a toy store too? Wait a minute. We frisked you.
Yeah, you did.
So what is all this stuff?
You honestly don't remember, do you? These are all the things you ever dreamed of when you were a kid. Everything you ever really wanted for Christmas, starting from the age of 6.
He points to the Hot Wheels car as Dave looks at it.
You're right.
Now you interrupted me at age 9. Should I continue?
No. No, that's enough.
Oh, good. And let's just fast forward to this year.
You know what I want for Christmas.
It's my job, Dave.
Okay, then.
He leans back.
Smart guy.
Folding his arms.
What do I want?
Lisa.
Dave frowns sternly as he chokes up.
Lisa.
Your ex-wife.
Yeah, I know who Lisa is.
How do you know? She left you a couple years ago, and all you want for Christmas is for her to come back.
Yeah, well, that ain't ever gonna happen.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Okay, look, pal, you don't walk in here and talk about my ex-wife.
Dave, just give her a call.
He nods knowingly.
She doesn't want to talk to me.
Yes, she does. Now, she's having second thoughts, and... she's lonely, too. And she really misses you.
Now I know you're out of your tree.
Will you please stop this? You know who I am. I mean, you've always been a suspicious, doubtful type. That's probably why you're such a good cop. But deep down, you know that I know what everybody wants for Christmas. So just give her a call, Dave.
Dave gives a sideways glance, shaking his head and smiling as he regains his composure.
I don't know how you know all this stuff.
I don't know where the reindeer came from. I don't know where they went, but I know what the reality is. You stole a car. You evaded a police officer, not to mention child endangerment and potential kidnapping. These are some serious charges.
Santa nods serenely, taking off his glove.
You know it's serious, Dave. Christmas spirit is already down to 31%.
He points at his watch.
The longer I stay in here, the lower it's gonna go. And the lower it goes means that people are gonna start acting cranky, depressed, angry. And that's when bad things start to happen. Like a lot more crime. More than you've seen around here in a long time. And we're in Chicago, for goodness sake. Oh, yeah. I expect this station will be bursting at the seams come morning. But there is a bright spot, Dave.
Dave frowns at him curiously.
There's still time for you to make it right.
He raises his brow as Dave nods agreeably.
Okay.
He shrugs and smiles.
Let's make it right.
I knew, given enough evidence, that eventually you'd come around.
He claps excitedly, suddenly behind bars.
I don't know if you're some kind of Las Vegas magician or a freak who hacks into people's personal lives on the internet. Either way, hope you didn't make plans for New Year's. You're gonna be here a while.
Dave smirks and saunters out, leaving Santa in the holding cell with the other inmates. He shrugs dejectedly, now back in the city.
We're really close.
It's gotta be here.
They run into a park.
Teddy, look!
She points, spotting the red sack up in a tree.
Awesome.
They hurry under the tree.
Now we just need to get back to Santa.
Teddy starts to climb up the trunk as Kate looks on.
Be careful, Teddy. Don't fall.
He shoves the sack as it falls onto the snowy ground. Kate hurries over and opens it, peering inside as Teddy watches from the tree above.
Hello? Elves? We're with Santa and we need your help. Hello? Anybody in there?
She tucks her head inside.
What are you doing?
I'm just looking.
She looks back up at Teddy, then starts crawling inside.
Hello? Anybody there?
Kate?
As she disappears inside, the sack flashes brightly.
Kate!
Teddy quickly climbs back down, hurrying over.
Kate!
He peers in as shadowy figures approach.
Kate! Can you hear me?
Three thugs grab Teddy from behind, turning him around.
Hey, what you doing? What's inside that bag? Who are you talking to? Nothing, nobody.
Well, that ain't what it sounded like.
Listen, guys. Okay, respect. If it's okay with you, I'll just be on my way.
He goes to pick up the sack as they stop him.
Nobody said it was okay. Come on, guys. It's Christmas. Come on. Why are we even bothering with this fool? Now, you're right. Just hand over that bag. No, I can't do that. Tough guy over here.
He scowls at Teddy.
You think you're a tough guy? What could possibly be in that bag that could be worth what's about to happen to you?
Teddy stares back, swallowing nervously.
You're coming with us.
No.
Get the bag.
Don't touch that!
Two of them drag him away as the other follows with the sack. Elsewhere, Kate crawls through stacks of wrapped gifts.
Hello?
She shoves her way through, looking around.
Teddy, this is incredible! Elves! Anyone there?
She sees movement up ahead.
Hey! Come back! Where'd you go? Come back!
She crawls after them, coming upon a wall of gifts. As she shoves against them, the wall bursts free, dropping her into a bright tunnel. She now floats weightlessly.
Whoa!
All around her, gift-wrapped presents float by, including a bow-wrapped sports car. As she looks around them, she sees a bright light at the end of the tunnel, from which all the gifts seem to flow. She now starts swimming toward the light, easily deflecting bikes, balls, and other wrapped gifts as they drift by. As she arrives at the source of the light, she kneels firmly atop one of the presents, but it too starts to float upward, tipping her off as she suddenly tumbles down a tall tower of gifts to the ground.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
She slowly climbs to her feet, with the camera still strapped over her shoulder, and looks back up at the Tower of Gifts.
That is so cool.
She watches as the gifts slowly spin around a narrowing corkscrew conveyor belt, gradually rising towards an open dome way at the top before floating off into the light. Kate now slowly turns around and makes her way towards a grand office, passing beneath a tall clock archway as she looks up and reads the words written across it. Hall of Letters. She descends the stairwell into the giant library-like office and proceeds to a massive wooden desk, which rests atop a raised marble platform in the center. As she delicately brushes her gloved hand over the desktop, she marvels at the various instruments and maps that lay neatly on top, then picks up a golden remote and pushes a button as a bank of video screens suddenly light up. She smiles as she stares up at the countless video messages, finding her very own among them.
I know I haven't been doing too well in school, especially since I got a D-minus in Spanish.
Dear Santa,
this year we would like a pony for Christmas.
But Mom says the house is too small, so maybe just a puppy.
A robot and a really cool pair of awesome sunglasses.
I'm Douglas, yes, son. I'm Big Bellamy, and all I want for Christmas is a snowboard.
She now turns away as the video messages play on and steps down from the platform, climbing up another staircase toward a tall bank of library card drawers, rising all the way up to the ceiling. As she looks up at the alphabetically marked rows, she glances over toward another bank of drawers, panning across one of the high-up rows to find one marked P.I. As she stares way up at the row of drawers, she slowly makes her way closer, noticing an antique elevator lift nearby. She quickly opens the gate and climbs in, then pushes some buttons on the control console as the elevator smoothly twirls alongside the banks of drawers and lifts her up, stopping right in front of a drawer marked P.I.E. to P.I.F. Kate opens the long drawer and takes off her knitted gloves, scrolling through the filed envelopes until she finds several marked with Teddy Pierce on the return address. She pulls them all out and stares at the first one, which reads, "To Santa, from Teddy," in large green and red letters. The next is marked similarly, while the final one is postmarked December 3rd, 2018.
Teddy wrote one this year?
She slips the letter out of the open envelope, unfolds it, and starts to read.
Dear Santa, this is Teddy Pierce. I haven't written to you in a long time. You know how it is. Once you get older, the whole Christmas thing seems pretty lame. But this year is different. This year, I have a special request. I really like to see my dad again. I'm not even sure if it's something you can do. But I really need to tell him that...
She suddenly peers up from the letter, seeing a little mouse-like elf skittering by below, then quickly shoves the letter back into the drawer and closes it, pushing the elevator button as it brings her back down. She now slowly sneaks through the library, spying around a corner into the cozy sitting room, where the tiny elf hides beside the burning fire. As Kate creeps closer, she turns on her camera to film as the elf cowers behind the golden hearth in his green hat and cloak, his shivering tail and long pointy ears visible in the flickering light.
Hello.
He peers out with his big eyes and musketeer beard.
Hello. I'm Kate. What's your name?
Lars.
She smiles at him, then frowns, turning around to find a crowd of elves staring up at her.
Hey, guys. I'm Kate Pierce.
They snarl back at her.
Santa sent me.
They slowly approach as she backs away timidly, still filming.
Guys?
They pounce as the camera cuts out, going staticky, then black. As it starts back up, the elves shakily film themselves.
What are you doing with my camera? Give it back!
Subtitles, girl elf. Ooh, I want to take an elfie. A white elf marches up, taking over.
Hey, let me go! Guys, let me go! Hey, come on, let me out! Let me out of here! Let me out of here!
Kate squirms in Santa's desk chair, tied up with Christmas lights as the head elf hops onto her lap. Female head elf, start talking. Where is Santa Claus?
Let me explain what happened. You see, after the sleigh crashed, we lost the reindeer.
Female head elf, you lost the reindeer? Another elf, Blitzen. Another male elf, Cupid. An elf faints, collapsing off the desk.
Look, Santa Claus told me to find you guys. He said you guys were the only ones who would know what to do. He said Christmas must endure.
Christmas must endure.
Christmas must endure?
An old elf.
Christmas must endure!
The head elf now turns to the others. Female head elf, to the book. Several elves push at Kate's feet and wheel her over to a podium, atop which rests a leather-bound book.
True believers?
Female head elf.
Here.
Pierce. The head elf now opens the book as the pages magically flip to the Pierce page.
My family tree.
The names all sparkle gold, except for a blank space right beside hers.
Everybody except Teddy.
Wow, I come from a long line of true believers.
Female head elf, she is a true believer. The elves all hop, cheer, and dance. One does a flip, then chest bumps another off the desk into the waiting arms of the crowd below as Kate watches happily. Back at the police precinct, Mikey talks to another cop who escorts a suspect into the crowded station.
And then the reindeer just, boom, they just flew away. Oh, you gonna walk away from me? Huh? I saw a bunch of reindeer fly into the night sky. I am not crazy.
Man, have you ever seen anything like this? I've never seen it this busy on Christmas Eve.
Dave looks around at the chaos, frowning.
He said this would happen.
Back in the holding cell, Santa waits with the other inmates.
You locking me up on Christmas Eve? Huh. Least you could do is play some Christmas music. Am I right, Santa?
I hear you. Brother, the mood in this place is really bringing Christmas spirit down. Way down.
He looks at his watch.
Whoa, Christmas spirit is down to 19%? If I don't do something quick, this night's over. Wait a minute. Music. Maybe you're on to something. Wolfie. Dusty.
Two long-haired guys.
Do you remember what you got for Christmas in 1971?
They frown at each other. He plays air guitar.
I got a Superfly Sunburst Epiphone Casino, man.
Two-tone Gretsch Anniversary.
Where are they now?
In the pawn shop.
Ah, that's a shame. Because you two guys were really good.
Unfortunately, some of the habits took precedence, you dig?
I know. But this is Christmas Eve. And that means there's magic in the air.
Two guitars appear out of nowhere as he hands them to them.
Magic.
He tosses a trumpet to another man.
Magic.
What am I supposed to do with this, man?
Play it.
I can't play this thing.
You sure? Give it a try.
The man frowns, reluctantly blowing into it as his fingers press the buttons.
Now, ladies, let's get this party started.
Now, a spotlit stage.
Christmas.
Santa sings.
It's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground. It's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground. Santa Claus is back in town.
dances at the mic with a full band and backup singers in the women's cell.
Got no sleigh with reindeer. Little sack on my back.
Dave and Mikey now look in.
You're gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh, it's Christmas time, pretty baby.
Mikey dances as Dave just frowns.
Well, you be a real good little baby. Well, Santa Claus is back in town. Talk to me, lady.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Is there a piano in this joint?
It suddenly appears as he starts playing. Inside a warehouse on the outskirts of the city, a black car slowly drives up onto the loading dock ramp as a pair of garage doors open to let it in. Inside, various gangsters sit around in the cozy clubhouse, some playing poker and others counting money, while their cool boss man sits at his desk, opening a letter with his switchblade. Seeing the car, he slowly gets up and approaches as the three thugs get out, dragging Teddy and the sack out with them.
What do we got here?
They drop the sack at his feet as he opens it, taking out a wrapped gift box.
Well, Christmas came early this year, huh?
He smiles approvingly.
Where'd you get this?
From this little dude.
They smile at Teddy, giving him a chummy pat as their boss unties the bow and flips off the box lid. He frowns as he slowly reaches inside, taking out a black clump.
Cool.
He scowls as the three underlings look at each other nervously.
Is this some kind of a joke?
One of them hurries over and takes out two more gifts from the sack, then hands one to his buddy, both of them finding coal inside too. They snarl at Teddy, tossing the boxes to the floor as their boss scowls at them.
Next time, you morons waste my time.
He turns and opens a heavy vault door, revealing a flaming incinerator.
You're done.
He glares back at them, then picks up the sack, about to toss it into the fire.
Whoa. No.
No, my sister's in there!
He stops, looking back at Teddy.
Your sister.
Look, I know it sounds crazy, but please don't do that. Come on, man, please.
The boss shrugs and smiles. As he tosses the sack into the fire, Teddy fights free and hurries over to pull it back out, grabbing a steel pipe.
Get back! Get back!
He fends the thugs off.
Let me go,
and nobody gets hurt.
The boss sneaks up, knocking the pipe away.
Take care of him. Put him in the dumpsters out back. Oh, and not recycling. He's compost.
The sack suddenly stirs. They all freeze and look over as gifts spill out. Then an elf pokes its head out.
Ah. What is that thing? He's actually kind of cute.
The gangsters creep closer.
Hey, little guy, what's your name?
The elf pounces. Countless more follow, attacking the gangsters. Meanwhile, Teddy quickly hides under the desk, watching as the boss swats the elves away, eventually overcome as they trip and swarm on top of them. Subtitles, you're done, naughty, naughty. As Teddy cowers, chaos breaks out all around, money raining down as the elves overwhelm the fleeing gangsters. At the pool table, they pummel a gangster with billiard balls, sending him flying over the bar. Meanwhile, Teddy watches as his captors dive back into their car, desperately turning on the windshield wipers as the elves attack at the glass. As the car reverses out and down the ramp, the other elves now carry the boss, kicking and screaming. Subtitles, time to take out the trash. Ready, aim, fire. They fling him through the shattering window and straight into the compost bin as the rest of the gangsters flee from the warehouse. Back inside, the elves celebrate with high fives as the head elf suddenly notices Teddy hiding under the desk. Female head elf, wait, we missed one.
No.
Get him! They drag Teddy out by his pant legs as an elf slowly approaches with a chainsaw, accidentally sawing off another elf's hat.
Wait! I'm one of the good guys! Wait!
Kate pops out of the sack.
He's with me!
The elf angrily tosses his chainsaw. Male elf. I never have any fun.
You okay?
Better than okay. And I brought help.
I can't see that. Okay, let's get the reindeer in the sleigh.
The sleigh's busted.
Right.
Can you guys fix it?
Another male elf. Are you kidding? Tools magically appear in their hands, including a blowtorch.
Cool. Now we just need to find Santa. You guys know where he is?
A mugshot. Female head elf. It's not good.
He's in jail? Poor Santa. I'll bet he's freaking out.
Back at the jail.
One more thing. Hang up your pretty stockings. Turn out the light. Santa Claus is coming. Down your chimney. Oh, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. Down your chimney. It's falling on the ground. In town. Listen to me now. Will you be a real good little baby? 'Cause Santa Claus is back in town.
A crowd of cops now cheer and applaud with Mikey as Dave frowns.
Yeah, I'm back.
Santa celebrates with the musicians as the backup singers high five. Mikey laughs at Dave as the other cops file out.
And the reindeer just flew away.
Who's crazy now?
I quit!
He struts out as Santa steps up. He checks his watch.
Yeah. Not too bad for our first gig, huh?
I have seen a lot of strange things in my time, but this takes it to a whole other level.
Oh, where do you see what happens next?
Okay, I want answers, real answers, right now.
We all want answers, Dave. Especially Lisa. So first, why don't you answer that?
Answer what?
Dave frowns at Santa through the bars. Dave takes out his phone and sees Lisa on the call display, frowning back at Santa, who nods encouragingly, then steps aside to give him privacy as he answers.
Lisa, hey. Why? Yeah. That'd be great. Good.
Okay. Santa steps back up in his coat, putting on his gloves.
Lisa. She invited me out for coffee this morning.
I thought she might.
How? I mean, how?
Merry Christmas, Dave.
Suddenly, sparks rain down as a saw cuts the ceiling grate open. The inmates duck.
Oh, that's my little buddy, Hug. He's bringing me a present.
The elf drops Santa his hat, peering out.
Santa.
Hug, male elf. Santa! Mrs. Claus told you to take a spare. Santa, I know, I know.
Well, guys, it's been great jamming with you. Ladies. That's my cue. Christmas.
He puts the hat snugly on his head.
Is back on.
He smiles and shrugs at the other inmates.
Try to be good.
They nod, holding up their instruments as Santa turns back around.
We can keep these, right, Santa?
He stares through the bars again.
Well, Dave.
Dave stares back at him, slowly smiling. He unlocks the gate, sliding it open.
Go.
Welcome back.
He taps his nose, dissolving into a sparkling cloud that wisps up and out of the rooftop chimney to the parking lot where the others wait.
Santa!
Santa!
I can't believe it! You busted out of jail!
First time for everything, Katie Cat.
They high five.
How's the sleigh looking?
Subtitles Santa. Looking good, Lars.
Lars,
male elf. Thank you, Santa. The elves dive back into the sack inside the sleigh.
All right, let's go to work.
Whoa! No.
His watch.
What's wrong?
I lost all track of time.
He shrugs, slumping his head.
We got less than an hour before the sun rises.
But we can still save Christmas, right?
We're at the end of my window, Kate.
She lowers her eyes sadly.
Well, I mean, there's got to be something we can do.
I'm afraid not, Teddy.
But that can't be. There can't be Christmas without presents, without Santa Claus. We ruined Christmas.
Teddy bows his head, then looks at Santa earnestly.
Listen, Santa. We started something last night, and we're going to finish it. You know, I don't know how you guys do things in the North Pole, but a Pierce always sees it through.
Santa nods, now sitting against a cop car.
I admire your passion, Teddy. But I haven't cut it this close, and I don't know, maybe ever. I just don't see how it's possible.
You do the entire world in one night, all by yourself. I mean, imagine what we could cover if we all worked together.
Yeah, just think of us as Santa's helpers.
Helpers? I've never had human helpers in the sleigh before.
He gets back up, starting to pace.
Well, maybe there's some way we could work together to make things move faster. We've only got a little bit of North America left. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If I didn't have to carry my sack, I could move twice as fast. All right, this just might work. Now, Kate, you're in charge of getting all the presents ready to go. You just call out the addresses and the names, and you just throw them out of the sack. Just chuck them out. I'll catch them, and I'll deliver. And that means, Teddy, you drive.
What? The sleigh?
No, the cop cruiser. Of course the sleigh.
You want me to drive that?
Oh, I've seen you drive.
Yeah, a car, but I mean, this is...
Now, where's all that huff and puff about a Pierce always sees it through?
Well, I mean, that was before you told me that I was going to have to drive the sleigh.
Well, this is the only possible way we're going to make it, so I guess it's going to be baptism by fire.
Well, maybe I can help Kate with presents, right?
Now in the sleigh.
Let's go! I told you we're going to have to move fast!
Kate and Teddy frown at each other, then hustle over.
Hop in the back. On, Donner! On, Blitzen!
He whips the reins, jolting them back into their seats as they fly up into the night sky above the buildings.
All right, Teddy, stand up!
He hands him the reins.
Take them!
What?
Come on! All right, you gotta hold them. Now we're gonna see what you're made of. Now just think about where you want to go, and go!
Oh, no, Santa, I can't do this.
Some things we gotta figure out on our own, Teddy. You can do it.
Santa joins Kate in the back.
All right. Here's the book with all the names and addresses. Take a good look.
They dive.
Got it.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. If there's one thing reindeer can smell, it's fear.
Santa, help him.
I can't control him. Santa, this isn't funny.
Eight reindeer. How tough can it be?
They head straight for a cola ad on a rooftop billboard.
Teddy, watch out.
They crash right through the classic Santa image.
Take that, fat man!
As Teddy pulls desperately on the reins, the reindeer dive down between the buildings, skimming along the elevated train tracks.
They won't go up! What do I need to do?
An approaching train.
You've always just had to do one thing, Teddy. Believe.
But I do believe in you!
No, I'm not talking about me. You have to believe in yourself. The way your mother believes in you. And your sister. The way your father believed in you. You are a Pierce, Teddy! And a Pierce always sees it!
He yanks on the reins again, pulling up at the last second.
Let's go, young man!
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, on...
They soar over the buildings again.
All right, slow down!
Santa, slow down, slow down! They swoop down again, gliding above a row of apartment buildings.
All right, here we go!
He backflips down to the rooftop, zipping into chimney after chimney in a flash as Kate tosses him gifts from the sack.
Tony Brooks!
He catches the gift, dunking it like a basketball as he zips down another chimney.
Show off!
As they fly on over the buildings, Santa's red bolt hops from rooftop to rooftop, covering the entire city in a flash before rejoining them up in the sleigh.
All set! Go!
Yeah!
Hit that white button!
Ketty pushes the cockpit go button for St. Louis, Missouri, propelling them through the time warp tunnel as they soar beneath the city's famous archway. Gradually, they time warp from New Orleans to Denver to St. Paul, the dashboard time clock counting the remaining hour as Kate tosses down gifts. Teddy pushes the go button again, setting them off on a time warp to Anchorage, then on to Vancouver, steering past the Seattle Space Needle as Santa cheers him on while the time clock counts down to 17 minutes.
All right, this one's to...
Bing Bellamy!
He takes the bow-wrapped snowboard from her and leaps from the sleigh, surfing through the sky to the house below. He zips down the chimney. Later, they fly on to Phoenix and Los Angeles, then over the bay to San Francisco.
All right, guys, this is it. Last city!
As they fly over the buildings, Santa leaps from the sleigh and twirls down from the sky, hopping in a flash from rooftop to rooftop as he stops to check his watch again.
Getting tight. Kate! Send in the troops!
The troops?
She frowns.
The troops!
Santa's sack.
Guys, Santa needs you!
The elves hop out. Girl elf, reporting for duty. They salute each other, grabbing gifts as Kate reads the sparkling names in the book.
Ryder Robinson, 2547 East 26th Place.
They parachute down.
Good eye, bitch!
Melanie Hong, 845 Landers Street. Jill Franco, 2540 East 28th Street. Jessica Martin, 8470 Franklin Avenue. Dino Rinaldi, 139 Palm Street. Sion Fack, 1902 Rivoli Street.
The night sky fills with parachuting elves, including one who drops into a smoking chimney.
Ray Scarlett and Brooke Stubert, 3947 Jackson Street. Sheila Bondrasak, 341 Wood Street. Jimmy Celeste Valenti, 852 Beechwood Street.
Kate, Hunter and Connor Morris, they live on 4433 Pacific Avenue. She freezes in shock as Teddy looks over.
Hey, Santa, I just spoke Elvish!
Santa, welcome to the club. He checks his watch.
Think we did it!
As the sun rises on the horizon, they fly away in their sleigh, skimming back over the bay beneath the Golden Gate Bridge. They now fly up, soaring above the clouds amid the brightening sky as Santa madly flips through the pages of his name book.
Hey, what's he doing?
His list. He's checking it twice.
He runs his fingers down the listed names, finding two pages stuck together with candy cane.
What is this?
He turns to an elf.
Bjorn.
Santa, I told you no food or drinks in the sleigh. Bjorn, I can't help it, Santa. I just love my candy canes. He slinks guiltily back into the sack as Santa peels the candy away.
What's wrong?
We missed one. Sanchez family, Mexico City. We've got exactly 9 seconds. Teddy, you want me to take the reins?
Yeah! I'm dancer, I'm dancer, I'm friends!
Teddy springs to his feet and whips the reins as they zip through the time warp tunnel, instantly arriving in Mexico City.
There! On the corner!
There's no chimney!
Well, sometimes you gotta improvise!
Santa dives, spreading his arms.
How much time we got?
3 seconds!
Santa happily free falls as the clock ticks down to zero. He zips through an apartment window and places the gift under the tree, checking his watch. He sees the plate of cookies, sitting down to eat one. A girl looks in.
Papa Noel?
He sits up.
Mama, Santa Claus está aquí!
He sucks up the cookie and disappears.
Se fue. Mama, papa!
Up above, Teddy and Kate wait in the sleigh.
Where's Santa?
What's wrong?
He reappears beside them.
You did it!
No! We did it! All the presents delivered in record time, and Christmas spirit is up to 95%.
Yeah!
High fives.
Hey, we gotta get back to your house before your mom does.
Here.
The reins.
I think I kinda like sitting over here.
I'm Dasher, I'm Dancer, I'm Prancer, I'm Vixen, I'm Comet, I'm
The sleigh flies off past the domed buildings and bright morning sky, reappearing in the gray skies above their home.
All right, now ease them down. Ease them down, that's it. Easy.
Teddy pulls on the reins.
All right, pick your spot. Let them down.
The reindeers touch down onto their icy street, sliding to a stop.
perfect four-point landing.
And we beat your mom home, too.
Oh, that was awesome.
What was your favorite part?
Easy, riding the reindeer.
Being in the North Pole.
The car chase with the cops.
You know, Santa, I think that was the best night of my whole life.
Mine, too.
Oh, Christmas Eve is always the best night of my life. But now, it's time for me to go home.
Kate smiles up at him.
Will we ever see you again?
Not if I can help it. But in the future, if I ever need two helpers, I know where to find the best I've ever had.
He spreads his arms, hugging them both. Hug shrugs with the other elves.
Santa!
Hug. Santa, what about us? Santa, I meant the best human helpers I've ever had. They smile bashfully.
He said the best human helpers he's ever had.
I expect to see your Spanish grades go up this year, now that you've learned another language.
Oh, no.
What?
We forgot to get Mom a present.
Oh, geez.
Rubbing his nose.
Oh, that reminds me, though. Something I want you to have.
He takes his hat off and gives it to Teddy.
Your hat? But won't you need it to fly?
No, Teddy. I'm Santa Claus.
He spreads his arms as the sleigh slowly rises, hovering above their heads. Teddy and Kate smile, staring up at it in awe.
Wait, so this whole night, anytime you wanted, you could just...
Teddy smiles.
All right, now, I don't want any more people to see me, so...
Santa.
Yeah?
Can you do it?
No way.
Please.
Not happening.
For me.
Kate!
Just this once!
He shrugs.
All right. Just this once. And just for you.
Kate smiles giddily as Santa backs up beneath the sleigh.
Be good.
Teddy smiles as she nods eagerly.
We will.
Santa now taps his nose again, rising up to his sleigh in a swirl of stardust as the elves are carried up with him. Kate takes out her camera to film again as Santa whips the reins and flies up into the sky, swerving back around, then swoops down to the street again, pointing at Teddy and Kate as he passes in slow motion.
Ho! Ho! Ho!
He did it.
They watch as the sleigh and reindeer now disappear into a time warp tunnel.
That just really happened.
Yep. And I've got it all on.
She taps the eject button.
Oh, man. He took the tape.
Did you really think he was going to let us keep it?
Guess not, but what if I forget everything that happened tonight?
Come on. I won't let you forget anything about tonight, Katie Cat.
Me neither. Teddy bear.
Hug it out?
Yeah.
They hug on the front sidewalk as their mom pulls up in her car, parking at the curb in the slush and snow.
Were you two just hugging?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing out here?
They frown at each other.
Waiting for you.
Aw.
Santa's hat.
What's that?
It was a gift from a friend.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
They hug.
We should go inside. It's freezing out here.
Yeah.
They follow her in, taking off their coats at the door.
So, how was your night?
You'll never believe
good.
It.
Yeah?
Good.
Well, what'd you guys do all night?
The house is completely decorated.
Oh, my God.
She stares at the brightly lit tree.
That's exactly the way Dad used.
She puts her arms around them.
This is the best Christmas present ever.
She looks under the tree.
Look, there's presents. Go open some presents.
This is yours.
She's yours.
They rip off the bow and wrapping paper, tearing the lids off the boxes to reveal bright Christmas sweaters.
Ah!
They hold them up.
It hurts my eyes.
Aunt Peggy sure outdid herself this year.
What are those two?
They set the sweaters aside as Kate grabs a small wrapped box.
It's from Santa. It's for you.
She gives it to Teddy.
I was kind of worried you weren't going to make the cut this year.
Yeah, guess I kind of worked it out in the final hour.
He unties the bow as Kate unwraps her present.
Oh, boy.
Yes! This is what I asked for. A Bones Brigade skateboard.
It's the exact one?
Yes.
Nice.
Teddy unfolds a letter.
That's awesome.
What's that?
Santa wrote me back.
You wrote Santa a letter?
Yeah, I did. Figured I'd cover all the bases.
What's it say?
Dear Teddy, I got your letter. I'm sorry. I don't really have the power to grant your wish. This was the best I could do. Santa.
He folds the letter back up and picks up a small box, digging through the straw stuffing as he pulls out a shiny gold ball.
An old ornament.
Well, that's sweet.
There's a perfect spot for it on the tree.
He shrugs sadly, getting up. As he hangs it on the branch, his mom looks over at Kate.
So you're gonna wear a helmet with us?
Yes.
Let's see.
Teddy sees his reflection in the ornament, sadly turning away. He stops and turns back, noticing it twinkle as he looks closer at his reflection. The ornament twinkles again, replacing his reflection with his dad's face as they smile at each other.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
The ornament twinkles again, reverting to Teddy's smiling reflection as his mom now notices.
Everything okay?
Never better.
He smiles joyfully. At his workshop, Santa sits beside the fireplace, writing Teddy's name into the True Believer's book. The elves sleep all around him.
Well, it's Christmas time, baby. And snow. Oh,
a woman now brings more firewood, showing only her red coat and sleek black boots. Subtitles, Mrs. Claus. Sounds like you had quite the night. Santa, it was a bit more hectic than usual.
But I did get to speak a lot of English last night.
Oh, I heard. The whole village is buzzing. Mm. Something about a car chase and a jailbreak?
He glances at Hug.
Well, the elves exaggerate. They get excited at the drop of a hat.
She smiles at him, revealing her face.
Especially when it's yours.
Well, there was that. Purely intentional.
Hug. What? I knew it.
Hmm.
She steps up, leaning close.
Were you just a little bit naughty last night?
Oh, I in a nice way.
That's why I love you. Do you want to watch a movie?
Hmm.
It's a Wonderful Life, White Christmas, The Grinch.
Well, actually, I had something else in mind.
He takes Kate's tape out of his pocket.
Something really cool.
He smiles with raised brows, flicking his nose. The screen now goes black as the credits roll. Casting by Barbara J. McCarthy. Music by Christoph Beck. Costume designer Luis Siqueira. Edited by Dan Zimmerman, ACE. Production designer Paul Denham Osterberry. Director of Photography, Don Burgess, ASC. Executive Producers, Lynn Luciabello Branchitella, Monica Lago Catus, Michelle Miller, Tracy K. Price, William V. Andrew, Adam Kohlbrenner, Robin Meisinger, and David Guggenheim. Produced by Chris Columbus, PGA, Mark Radcliffe, PGA, and Michael Barnathan, PGA. Story by Matt Lieberman and David Guggenheim. Screenplay by Matt Lieberman. Directed by Clay Cadis. Cast: Oliver Hudson as Doug. Kimberly Williams-Paisley as Claire. Judah Lewis as Teddy. Darby Camp as Kate. Kurt Russell as Santa Claus. Vella Lavelle as Wendy. Jameson Kramer as Freddy. Sala Park as Minju. Seth Mohan as Vijay, Kayla Lacani as Bina, Glenn McDonald as Larry, Danielle Bourgon as Sheila, Tony Napo as Charlie, Martin Roach as Officer Poveda, Lamorne Morris as Officer Jameson, Carrie Walgren as Jojo, Andrew Margado as Hug, Debbie Derryberry as Fleck, Michael Yurchak as Bjorn, Jessica Lowe as Mina, Stephen Van Zandt as Wolfie, Mark Ribbler as Dusty, Jeff Turvanen as Vincent, Elizabeth Phoenix Caro as Alicia Sanchez, and Goldie Hawn as Mrs. Claus. And the snow is falling on the ground. Oh, you be a real good little baby. Santa Claus is back in town. Listen to me now. Will you be a real good little baby? 'Cause Santa Claus is back in town. Yeah, I'm back. Trademark and copyright 2018 Netflix US LLC and Netflix International LLC. For Peggy.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.